following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's expensive, in-state, out-of-state, it doesn't matter. And even though you may not have had perfect standardized test scores, Dr. Pepper thinks you deserve free tuition to make your dreams come true. Go to drpepper.com and submit a one-minute video telling us how you want to make an impact on the people around you, your community, or maybe even the world. You may be one of the winners to get a piece of the millions in tuition being given away this college football season, courtesy of Dr. Pepper. Now that's one of a kind. Go to drpepper.com for more details and full official rules. No purchase necessary.
Hey, Gully.
Yes, Greeny.
You see the new HD televisions at La Quinta Inns and Suites?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, they're amazing. All those channels, that crisp detail, I feel like I'm home.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the latest HD technology.
Why?
I'm not what you'd call HD ready.
Oh, Gully, look at you. No wrinkles, swarthy complexion. You look HD adorable.
You really think so?
No, but I'm afraid those HD TVs at La Quinta are here to stay.
I think I like radio better.
Well, you do have the face for that.
Nah, walked right into that one.
Many La Quinta Inns and Suites now have the newest in HD technology. So book your next stay at LQ.com.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Phone number 1-888-455-3776. Email address DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to hear from you, whether it's about the World Series, whether it's about high school football, whether it's about college football, whatever the topic is, pro football, shoot us an email. We would love to hear from you.
And if it's not football, Daddy can't discuss it with you. So don't give us anything else. No.
We can discuss other things.
Unnecessary is what that was.
You know what I want to discuss? You get the MSN webpage this morning?
Hold on.
We got a good show for
Jim
you.
Jim Craig going to be joining us on the show today towards the bottom of the hour, just before the bottom of the hour, we think. Jim Craig, 1980 goaltender, Olympic hockey team, Miracle on Ice, going to be in Kearney tomorrow night at the Tri-City Storm game. We will be talking to Jim on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Also, Phil Miller, Minneapolis Star Tribune, coming up in our next segment to talk about the Minnesota Golden Gophers and if Nebraska should even think about possibly being worried about anything besides the Minnesota quarterback. And at the end of the show, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire. Get your fantasy football questions in, folks, because we'll be passing them along. Lots of names out there. You look at the websites, you look at RotoWire, you look at all the leagues, trades are going on, dropping ads are going on, injuries, new people coming in. Do you pick up a Carson Palmer? Do you trade for a Brandon Lloyd? Whatever you've got out there, bye weeks, send us your questions. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, and send us the question that way. So email it, Facebook it to us, and we'll get it on to Jeff in the last segment of the show today.
You know, on ESPN, they do the come on, man, that deal that the people enjoy. And there's times you just sit back and go, really? Is that really necessary? This morning I click on the MSN website, and the commercial comes up right on the right-hand side of the MSN page. It's a commercial that shows the DC-10, the 747, the landing gear won't go down. So it's a Nissan Frontier commercial. They've got the airplane landing in the back of the pickup.
Yeah.
And on the bottom of it has a disclaimer that says, do not attempt this. I just don't know where I would find a plane if I wanted to attempt that, for one.
Well, apparently there's a reason they've done that, because apparently, is that what... Is that what happened to Gaddafi? He tried that at home and
kablooey.
It didn't work?
It wasn't apparently a Midway vehicle because it blew up.
No kidding. Wow, incredible. Folks, welcome into the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. We're full today. We'd love to hear from you. We've got high school football after the show. Daddy and I are headed to Lincoln for Kearney High, Lincoln North Star, right here on ESPN. 4 o'clock this afternoon, our coverage begins, followed by Game 2 of the World Series. What'd you think of the World Series last night? Had a little bit of everything. It had its pitching, had a couple of hits. No late-game heroics, no scoring in the last 3 innings. Cardinals win. I think they had the better pitching matchup last night. It was hard to pick Texas in 5 when I thought St. Louis had the advantage in Game 1. But like Greeny said, we can be wrong immediately tonight if St. Louis wins again. But I think Texas has the advantage tonight.
Well, you know, the pitching, Carpenter does what Carpenter does, period. You know what? He comes in and just shuts people down. If you get 3 runs and he's in the ball game, you win the ball game. And that's what he did again last night. Mott, for a closer, many people don't. He's becoming a household name because he's so good. And if you don't follow baseball till the postseason, La Russa continues to put these guys in. They continue to get outs. Now, the ball went off his toe in the 9th inning, and you know, I don't understand when the guy reacts like that immediately. Either he's an awesome actor and should be in the movies and not playing baseball, or he got hit on the foot and it should have been a foul ball, which nonetheless, Cardinals win it 3-2. I just know that Texas Ranger fans out there are going, God, we'd had that up bad in the 9th. That really, well, Mott's pretty unbelievable and couldn't touch him. But yeah, I think baseball in October, St. Louis, it wasn't a warm atmosphere. I mean, it was cold out there. You could tell the players trying to stay warm. But I thought it was good baseball, Doug.
Yeah, and hopefully we get more of it tonight, 7:05 here on ESPN. That is our ATS poll question for another day here. Right now it's 60% Texas, 40% St. Louis. Obviously last night's game may change your opinion, but somebody's got to win Game 1, and the Game 1 winner doesn't always win. Obviously, they're going to have the advantage because they're up 1-0. But if you'd like to vote on our poll question, go to ESPNSuperstation.com. While you're there, you can vote on the ATS poll question. You can sign up for our Facebook page. You can read the days in sports. You can go to any podcast that you've heard or missed, maybe a high school game, football, volleyball, anything we broadcast on the network. You can find it there. Any of the Doug and Daddy shows, you can find it there as well. Well, it didn't take long. Wednesday, we had Sean Callahan telling us yesterday at the Husker lunch that Zaire Anderson could be signing by the end of the week. Well, apparently he made his commit last night. Rivals.com, Scout.com reporting that the linebacker out of Riverside Community College is coming to Nebraska.
Sean explaining to us that January 30th is when he was anticipated graduating from there. Before he got offered from Nebraska, they want to have him there in the spring. So they had to make sure that they could make arrangements to get him to graduate 2 weeks earlier so he could be in Lincoln to start the semester. Obviously, they jumped those hurdles, and boom, he will be enrolled in classes this January. So good for him, and that's a good commitment for the Huskers, sounds like.
Been a pretty quiet week at Husker camp. What is there to say? You can ask Minnesota. The coach can give you the coach answer. I mean, there's just not much there. Marquise, the quarterback for Minnesota,
Gray.
Marquise Gray, is about all they got is what it sounds like right now. So Nebraska has to concentrate on him. I'm more concerned to see if the offense can do what the offense needs to do against a Minnesota defense that's terrible.
There you go. Yeah, but Ron Brown says it's going to be a collision-oriented game.
A lot of contact. They got that on every play.
Mostly like that every week.
It better be us running their ass over. That's exactly what it better be. High school football tonight. We mentioned Kearney High, Lincoln North Star. 4 o'clock coverage begins here on ESPN Radio. Blue Hill, Kearney Catholic, 7 o'clock kickoff. Classic hits 98.9. St. Cecilia Sutton, The Breeze 94.5. Pre-games at 6:30 for those two. Any of the football games or any of the athletic competition that we've broadcast on our network of stations can also be heard on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Some other games of note tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic is at Minden. Ravenna is hosting Southern Valley. Also tonight, you have got Alma at Elm Creek. Overton's at Arapahoe. Palmer is at Shelton. Lindsay Holy Family's at Pleasanton for the district title there. Wilcox Hildreth at Amherst. Bertrand at SEM. We talked a lot about those games yesterday with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. When we come back on the Doug and Danny Show in just a couple of minutes, Phil Miller is going to join us from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Jim Craig is going to join us as well to talk a little bit about the Miracle on Ice, what he's up to these days. He's a very successful guy that has put out a book that we'll talk about that with him as well. And we look forward to having a good conversation with Jim Craig coming up towards the bottom of the hour. Get your fantasy football questions in as well for Jeff Erickson from rotowire.com. And one other bit of news from the last 24 hours, all the winter preseason accolades and polls are going to be coming out. We've already heard about, and remember, Hastings College basketball starts next weekend. They're already coming out with preseason basketball wrestling yesterday for the RMAC UNK, a slight favorite to win the RMAC over associate member Grand Canyon. They have Grand Canyon's in at Fort Hays, San Francisco State. These are schools that aren't in the RMAC but have a wrestling program, and they welcome them in to make it a stronger wrestling conference. TJ Hepburn, the preseason wrestler of the year.
Well, Doug, before we go to break, just your thoughts. T.O. is ready to return. You take a shot?
I would like to see T.O. come back and be successful. Okay, that's what I will say about this. If you stink, he doesn't want to play for you. He wants to play. And if you're a good team, obviously they're going to have good receivers. T.O.'s attitude is what's going to keep him away from probably signing with a team right now. And as Adam Schefter was saying this morning, unless somebody comes down with a serious injury to one of their top receivers, T.O.'s probably going to have to wait. He's coming off knee surgery at the age of 38, and you know he expects to be in there and be a part of the offense immediately. It'd be hard to come into a team where he hasn't played. If you can find the right system, and he's been in plenty of them, that he can get along, and it'd be a lot easier to learn, bring him in. Oakland.
Tennessee seems to be the one that everybody's been talking about. Now, whether that's right or not.
Well, they just went through the Randy Moss experiment. I can't imagine that they'd want to go through the T.O. experiment, too.
Merritt, you want T.O. on your team with Brandon Marshall?
No.
Well, that's a lot of people's feelings. I mean, that's just a general
I think he'd be great in Dallas. Back in Dallas. I think he would. He'd be your number three receiver. I don't think he would like that. But gosh, can you imagine Bryant, Austin healthy, and then all of a sudden you do have to pay attention to T.O.?
That, you know what? He didn't cause a lot of, I mean, the last couple years, wouldn't it? It wasn't like total.
No, he was okay. He was okay. And fans, if you can't follow it all, you can at Cunningham's. Come back and watch their favorite sports programs and eat lunch at Cunningham's Journal and Kearney. Food that any sports fan would give two thumbs up to: pizza, prime rib, chicken, brisket sandwiches, burgers, or just get some munchies like the sliders, the hot wings, maybe a fried pickle. Oh, so good. Live entertainment as well this weekend features the Mighty Short Bus. Were you in that?
Yeah, I rode that.
Yeah, Thursday through Saturday night at Cunningham's Journal. Every Saturday, the Husker tailgate party with the coldest draft beer in town on tap and Coors Light red beers, Nebraska pint specials throughout the day as the Huskers take on Minnesota on the 10-foot projection screen this Saturday at 2:30. Cunningham's Journal, food for lunch, yum, Husker tailgate party, and live entertainment with the Mighty Short Bus Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, located on 23rd Street in downtown Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Wow, what a wild start to the football season. Record-breaking kick returns, last-minute touchdown grabs, and teams nobody expected jumping out to a great start. Not even yours truly could have predicted the twists and turns we've seen so far in both college and the pros. But one thing you can always predict, all season long, you can find the seats you want at StubHub, and often for a lot less than you think. Head to StubHub, grab your seats, strap in for what's sure to be one heck of a wild ride.
StubHub!
It's high school football Thursday and Friday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday afternoon, right here on ESPN Radio, Kearney High is at Lincoln North Star, pregame at 4. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, St. Cecilia's at Sutton, while Kearney Catholic will host Blue Hill on Classic Hits 98.9. Friday on ESPN 1550, Lexington's at Adams Central, Hastings Northwest on 1230 KHAS, and Centura Gibbon on Classic Hits 98.9. It's high school football this week.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories the true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
The object is to take a frozen 3x1-inch black disc, traveling at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour, and fire into a rectangle of steel, barely measuring 6x4 feet, while skating up to 20 miles an hour. Not to mention the six guys on the other side trying to flatten you. Piece of cake, eh? It's Tri-City Storm Hockey on Platte River Radio this Friday, as Indiana visits on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And then Saturday, it's a quick trip to Sioux City on Classic Hits, 98.9.
Sunshine develops today as temperatures top off at about 55. Winds will stay variable at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. As clear conditions continue into tonight, we'll head back to a low of 32 with a light southwest wind. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 36.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Trent says Carson and T.O. was a great combination last year. Of course, they played in Cincinnati. Send the T.O. show to Oakland. Yeah, not so much.
How come Oakland's winning, but yet they're still the butt of every NFL joke out there?
T.O.'s resting. Randy Moss been resting. Carson Palmer's been resting. If you want to rest, too, do it on a great Serta mattress from Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Maybe you want to recline in a brand-new Lazy Boy recliner. Check it out at Bruce Furniture with just the right price for you. They want to take care of you. Get it in your house today. Get it in your house tomorrow. If it's in their store today, you're there right now, it'll be in your home, your apartment, your place of work by this evening, if that is what you so desire. Bruce Furniture takes care of you. Receive free in-home interior design service. Trial periods as well before you make your purchase. They'll deliver your sofa, lamp, whatever it is, mattress. If it doesn't work out for you, or if it doesn't look right as you thought it would, they'll take it back and bring you something different because they want to make you happy. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Bruce Furniture. Check them out online, brucefurniture.com. Check their Facebook page, Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Coming up, Jim Craig is going to join us. We're also efforting Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. So those are coming up. And Jeff Erickson from RotoWire going to join us as well.
Doug, obviously out there this weekend, though, Big Ten football. Erin Andrews post today. By the way, her little sister's 30 today, Kendra Andrews, just so everybody can know that. She wished her a very happy birthday. Also saying
stalker.
She's going to Michigan State, Wisconsin. You know, that's going to be a great atmosphere, and both those teams are looking to prove something. But Wisconsin, you know, going up against the number one ranked defense in all the nation, can they just run at will on them like they have done to everybody else to this point?
State cross country is set for tomorrow. Luke Gehringer from Kearney High is going to join us. Pigskin Pick'em is going to be with us on the program. Big Dally's Pigskin Pick'em. And Daddy, are you ready for your selections?
I'm not ready for my selections yet, but I will be by tomorrow.
Friday night, the Tri-City Storm back at home, played a little hockey here in the United States Hockey League. Daddy, for one of the rare times, the whole hockey game is going to be overshadowed by one of the legends of the game that will be on hand on Friday night. And we've had the luxury and the great fortune to have some great guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we get to add another list, a name to the list today.
No doubt about it. Anytime you can have the goalie of the 1980 USA Miracle on Ice team, Jim Craig, join you. It is a real pleasure, and we welcome him to our program. Jim, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. Looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to having you in Kearney on Friday night, and it should be a great time. Let's let the folks know what you're up to these days. Obviously, every time somebody brings up Jim Craig or talks to you, they want to talk Olympic hockey, but that was 1980, and we were all a lot younger back then, obviously. What are you up to these days?
Well, now I own a company called Gold Medal Strategies, where I do keynote addresses, motivational talks, as well as sales training. So a little bit of memorabilia. And just finished my first business book, Gold Medal Strategies. It came out in April. So it's been really fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Jim, does when everybody wants to talk to you about the hockey, does it ever get old? Or could you talk about it all day, every day?
Well, it doesn't get old because it was such a positive moment, and I think our society today, you know, the economy's not great right now, so it reminds a lot of people back of 1980, and I think, you know, our team was a good example of hope and what our country stands for, so it's always nice to see how it affects people in a positive manner.
Jim, did you always know what you wanted to get into after your hockey career, or did those 2 weeks in the Olympics kind of shape where you were going to take your life?
No, I always tell the joke is that I was practicing my autographs since the third grade. I always wanted to be a professional goalie and play in the NHL and the Olympics. And through the great mentors and coaches, just like these young men will have with their coaches in the USHL and with Tri-City, they will learn to utilize this skill set and play individually and collectively as teams to be better prepared for life. And if it's hockey, that's wonderful. And if it isn't, these skill sets and this perseverance and chasing a dream is always a big part of success later on.
Obviously, Herb Brooks, probably a huge part of who mentored you and helped you develop your mindset towards a teamwork approach. Who else, after you got out of hockey, do you look at that's guided you?
Oh, I've had a great mentors. My first boss was Paul Haley and Dan Pratt, and they really got me acclimated to the corporate world. And then I had a great mentor who's now the AD of Michigan. Dave Brandon was CEO of Domino's. I worked with him for 20 years. And, you know, every day I continue to be lucky enough. And one of my latest, greatest mentors is a guy named John Luther from Dunkin' Donuts, who is chairman and has taught me a lot about life and business. So I'm really fortunate that people that I get to meet and be able to share time with. And every day you try to make yourself a little younger in thinking and a little smarter.
Jim Craig joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Going to be at the Tri-City Storm hockey game on Friday night. Goalie of the 1980 Olympic team. Obviously so much more, and you can tell a little still of that Boston tone in the voice as we talk to him today. Talk about after the Olympics, trying to take your game to the next level and the National Hockey League, which obviously wasn't as glorious as what happened in that great year with the U.S. Olympic hockey team.
You know, sometimes in life when you go every step of the way, you know, my hockey career started at a community college where we won a national junior college championship, and then fortunately go off to Boston University and win a national championship, and then in the Olympics. And, you know, once you went into the pros back then, it was a lot different. It was not many Europeans and very, very few Americans. And, you know, we were pioneers just like people before us. And we were educated pioneers. A lot of us had college degrees, so riding the buses and doing things that weren't something that we were used to, some of us lost the desire and the passion to play. And I was fortunate that I was able to play with the Bruins and the North Stars and the Flames, and just as my career started to take off, I had a career-ending injury, so it wasn't really my choice to be able to continue to go and keep going. And I think what's great about that is that, you know, kids today need to have a dream, but they need to be able to be passionate about what they're doing, because anything worthwhile takes a lot of hard work.
And Jim, obviously hockey's still a part of your family. You've got a daughter that's very involved. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Mr. Brooks, who has brought me in here, his daughter Brittany, is a goaltender at Colgate, where my daughter goes. And as always, the hockey community always figures out a way to do good things. And so Mr. Brooks and I have figured out to barter our services to do some great work to help out Colgate and and my daughter's at Colgate, so I think it's a wonderful thing. But, you know, if you know anything about hockey and the hockey brotherhood, people always stick together, and they really take care and make sure that the people there are taken care of, and that, you know, the young players are mentored to be prepared for life more than anything else.
Folks out there that have saw the movie Miracle on Ice, a wonderful movie. It's one of those movies you can pop in 3 days a week and still enjoy it till the very end. How did you think the movie portrayed everything that happened that year, Jim?
Well, first, I read your bio that, you know, you don't even have, you have Hooters and Hoosiers, rather, and and Rocky, and Miracle wasn't even in there, so you're going to have to update that bio. It was great. Five of us consulted on the movie, and we really wanted to make sure it protected the legacy that we worked so hard to develop as a team. And I think one thing that the young men who are in the USHL, and especially the Tri-City Storm, need to learn is winning individually is something anybody can do, but how to win collectively is a really hard thing to do. And the movie helped portray us as the team that we were, and it really protected our legacy, and we're really proud of that movie.
We've actually got an email here from Harold, and he wants to know, the flag that you had wrapped around you when you skated around with the gold medal on, do you still have that flag?
I do. I have that flag safely protected in a very special spot in my home.
Jim Craig with us for just another couple of minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. As folks knew that we were going to get a chance to talk with you on the show, I had a couple people want to know, because let's face it, if you're younger than Daddy and I, who are in our upper 30s to, well, let's just stay there, low 40s, a lot of the kids in college right now and a lot of these kids that are playing college hockey or just getting in the pros, the only way they know the Miracle on Ice team is by watching the movie. A lot of folks want to know, how accurate was that movie?
It was very accurate. I mean, you can only do so much with 2 hours, but in 2 hours it really portrayed exactly what our team was doing. And as I said, five of us consulted on the movie, so we were able to have a really hands-on approach and make sure that it did continue to protect and grow our legacy. And, you know, so many parents over the years, either they were watching it with their dads or their dads saw it and now are telling the story about it to their kids, so the legacy lives on, and it's in a very positive thing, and we love it because USA Hockey and the leagues that these kids are in now and the opportunities were helped develop by our team, and we were helped by pioneers before us, so, and that's just how it goes.
After that, obviously, the Olympics don't happen every year. You guys break up as a team, and everybody does their own thing. What was your relationship after that with Coach Brooks, and did you see him on a regular basis?
Herb was great to all of us. He mentored all of us, and we always counted on his leadership and guidance throughout our life. So whether it was a phone call or we were together at some type of event for charity or whatever, we always stayed in touch. And that, which is true with us and all the players.
Jim Craig with us for just another minute. His book is Gold Medal Strategies, his first undertaking with that. It's got a lot to do with what he has taken not only from hockey but from life. Kind of share for the folks that want to go out and maybe read the book or at least try and track it down, what are a couple of those strategies that you try to pass along to people when you go out and make your speaking engagements?
Well, I think what's really important is that you have to have a shared dream. And, you know, so I throughout the book, I have these nine what I call winning strategies. It's especially a good book for people who want to learn how to be a better teammates and have a better teams. And the first strategy is, you know, a shared dream. The last one is winning. But there's a bunch in between, managing through ego and conflict, having a winning underdog, making sure you hold people accountable, staying young. So there's a bunch of them. And, you know, I used all the mentors and all the great coaches I had, put it in situations, and after every chapter is kind of a review. So I think it's a great book, not only for players, coaches, but anybody who wants to go after a dream that they know is really difficult to have.
Tim, you guys win that gold medal. The week, take us through the week after that. I mean, were the parties just crazy? Was it? I mean, you guys are young guys, full of energy. You can get out of bed in the morning after however late you stay out. Was it just crazy for a week, a month, or is it still crazy?
Well, I think it was kind of interesting. We won the gold medal, and then our coach comes in and tells us that we're going to the White House in the morning. We get taken to the White House on Air Force One. I know the next day for me, I was on Good Morning America, then the cover of Sports Illustrated. I signed with the Flames, played my first game. In my first game, did my first television commercial. You know, so it was quite crazy. But it was because so many Americans were so proud. And, you know, it wasn't our team or our game. It was our country's team, our country's game. It still is. That's the greatest thing about being an Olympian and representing your country. It's never about you. It's always about what's that name on the front of the jersey, which is the United States of America. I think myself and our teammates understood that better than anybody else. And we had a coach that figured out how to pull greatness out of us and make us perform as a team at the exact right period of time.
Finally, Jim Craig with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I'm interested about what you think of the current state of hockey, not only at the Olympic level, but overall.
I think it's really exciting. I think what's happening is you see these other teams, whether it be the NBA or, you know, a lot of the professional sports. Hockey's a fast, exciting game, and it's one of the games that once you go to it, it's so much more exciting than actually watching it on television. And I think we've been accustomed to watching football where they take a break after every play and you focus in on one or two players, which is a quarterback throwing a ball or a receiver, you know, catching it. And, you know, hockey takes people to have a little bit of vision, and I don't think the television guys have really caught up with letting them see that from, a, you know, like a fan can. So I think not only is hockey growing, but women are involved in it, and they're really good. And, you know, so it's exciting. So it's really universal, and it can be played for a really long time.
Again, the book is Gold Medal Strategies, Business Lessons from America's Miracle Team. Of course, Jim Craig, the goalie on the 1980 Olympic hockey team at Tri-City Storm's USHL game against Indiana on Friday night. And Jim, it was an honor to chat with you today on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Thanks so much for giving us some time, and look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
Yeah, and I look forward to seeing a lot of fans, which I've not had a chance to meet, and watching some of these young players fulfill their dreams. And be able to share some time with the community.
It'll be awesome, Jim. Thanks so much for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and safe travels. Can't wait to see you. And folks, I hope you would get the opportunity as well tomorrow with everybody being out of town, and most of the high school games in the area will be done. Not all, but most. Go out, root on the Storm, but Jim Craig, a true icon in American pop culture, sports culture. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Awesome.
I think
another gold medalist here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And I think as well as the movie was done, I think that about every, or I would say 75% of the people, I mean, that's just for kids and families. I mean, a great movie to go see. People have saw it all over. He says, hey, five of us got together. We tried to make it as real as, you know, in 2 hours as you can. Great movie. Obviously, an unbelievable story. One of the greatest stories of all time.
Don't forget guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Check out the new BK Minis. Whether you want a mini burger or mini chicken sandwich, they've got them for you. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad at North Platte. Phil Miller, Minneapolis Star Tribune, going to join us when we come back. And don't forget to get your fantasy football questions emailed or Facebooked to us. For Jeff Erickson of RotoWire, coming up.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. A beautiful bouquet of roses is perfect to send for any occasion. Oh, I know, we all send them on birthdays, and we all send them on anniversaries. But why don't you just send them because? 1-800-Flowers.com. Every order is backed by a 100% smile guarantee. I use them. Guys, here's the easiest way to cut through with a woman in your life. Send those flowers on a random Tuesday, and Tuesday night, how you doing? Take care of business, people. For a limited time, 1-800-Flowers.com has created an amazing offer just for my listeners. Order one dozen multicolored roses. Get an extra dozen roses and a glass vase for free. 24 fresh, beautiful roses and a vase for $29.99. Hurry to get the offer. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin. Why wait for an anniversary or a birthday? 1-800-Flowers.com.
Jerseys has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jerseys on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jerseys has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jerseys. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jerseys Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops today as temperatures top off at about 55. Winds will stay variable at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. As clear conditions continue into tonight, we'll head back to a low of 32 with a light southwest wind. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 36. Don't cry to me. You love me. You love me.
With me. You love me. Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we'll be driving our 2010 Silverado to Lincoln today to take care of Kearney High Lincoln North Star football. If you would like to be in a new or pre-owned vehicle as soon as today, you can do it at the Midway Auto Group, Midway Chevrolet Chrysler, and of course Dodge, Ram, Jeep, Buick. All of those great brand names can be taken care of at the Midway Auto Group, and we'd love to hear from they'd love to hear from you. ThinkMidway.com, or you can check them out in person. They'll take care of you at the Midway Auto Group with their hassle-free pricing. No difficult negotiations. Just find the one you like and take it home. You're going to like hassle-free, and you're going to appreciate simple. It's at the Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They take care of you. Find out a lot more at their website, thinkmidway.com.
A little Husker football talk here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We get the opponent's point of view. Phil Miller joins us from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Phil, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time today.
Okay, my pleasure.
Well, Phil, let's face it. Nebraska fans are trying to wonder if they can get healed up and move on to Michigan State. Let's start with the obvious question. Outside of the quarterback, is there a spot where Nebraska should be concerned with the Gophers on Saturday?
Post-game meal. trying to think of something. The Gophers have actually returned a kickoff for a touchdown in both of their Big Ten games. One of them was called back on a penalty that didn't have much to do with the play. So they do have a kick returner, Marcus Jones, who is worth worrying about, worth watching on film. Other than that, it's hard to imagine that this is going to be a very difficult day for Nebraska. I think the Gophers would like to stay competitive, would like to, they'd like to not fall behind by three touchdowns in the first quarter, which is what they've done in each of their last two games. They were down 38-0 at half at Michigan and 28-0 at half at Purdue. So they would just like to stay close. But I can't blame Husker fans for thinking about Michigan State, because that seems like a lot more serious test.
Phil, what's the status and how involved has Coach Kill been since he had the medical problems?
He's very involved. He's back 100%. Even when he was having the seizures, he was as involved as he possibly could be. That seems now largely to have been put in the past. He has told us that he has not had a relapse in the last 3 weeks, that he's very confident that since his stay at the Mayo Clinic that the doctors have found a course of medication that will keep his seizures in check. You know, he went almost 5 years without one, and he's pretty confident that he's back on the same path, and he looks as good as ever. He looks better than he did before the seizures, so I think that my days as a medical writer are over.
Well, everyone here, obviously, I think in the conference, when we met Coach Kill at Big Ten Media Days, really everybody seems to like the guy, so everybody wants to see him recover and get Minnesota turned around. Phil, what happened? I mean, we all watched that first game of the season at USC. They got a chance to win this football game, and then they fall to one of the worst teams in the country. You can understand with a letdown to New Mexico State. But what has happened since week one to where they're at now?
Well, they're kind of back to reality, I think. I think in retrospect, they were a little pumped up for that game, and maybe USC wasn't fully together yet that early in the season. But, you know, the Gophers, their roster is largely made up of underclassmen. At one point in Michigan, they were playing 8 freshmen on defense. And, you know, that has about as much success in the Big Ten as it sounds. You know, they have 4 freshmen getting regular time on the offensive line. So these are all, you know, it's kind of the reality of the situation. And I think looking back, it was the USC game that might have been kind of the outlier on this. But I do think that it gives them something to work towards. They know that they are capable if they can pull everything together. They're just very, very mistake prone right now. You know, at Purdue in their last game, they fumbled in their own territory twice. They threw an interception for a touchdown and shanked a punt about 20 yards. That was all in the first quarter. So they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot and getting themselves down early. And, you know, it's not really a team built for big comebacks.
Phil, you mentioned the underclassmen, 78, by the way, freshmen and sophomores on this team, only 41 juniors and seniors. Did you know that this summer that, hey, some of these kids are just going to have to play and it's going to be a long year? Or was there more hope?
Oh, I think, Coach Kill has been saying all along, you know, this is the youngest team that I've ever had. We're very young, and, you know, a lot of these freshmen are coming in maybe expecting to redshirt, and it's not going to happen. We're going to find the ones who can play and use them, you know. The backup quarterback is a true freshman. Marcus Jones, who I told you, has returned the kickoffs for touchdowns. He's 18 years old. Just turned 18 a couple of weeks ago. You know, it's an extremely young team. It was kind of, you could kind of see it coming. They just don't have many juniors and sophomores. So this is going to be an ongoing thing for a couple of years until he can get the roster a little more balanced, you know. For now, they have to kind of make do with telling themselves that all this experience that the freshmen are getting will pay off in a couple of years.
Most of the analysts, even here in Nebraska, are very impressed with Marquise Gray, the starting quarterback. Is it just him? Can he get some help? Is he feeling pressure that he has to do it all? And does he have to do it all?
Well, if they're going to win, it will largely be because of him. The one game they did win, he set a new school record for rushing yards by a quarterback. So it largely does fall on him. The problem is he has so little experience passing the ball. He's a great runner. You know, he spent the last 2 seasons as a wide receiver. So he's great finding seams. He's 245 pounds. And pretty quick on his feet. He's hard to bring down, but they need more than just a running game from him. And the inexperience really shows when he's in the pocket. He has trouble making his reads, and he has he seems to have a confidence problem in throwing downfield. He's a kind of a second guesser, and it affects how he throws the ball. You know, he doesn't zip the ball to a receiver. He kind of floats it out there, like, yeah, let's see if this will work. And you know, the coaches really think that it's just a confidence factor that. You know, and that if once he gains a little confidence, has some success, that'll help. But it's been slow in coming. They've kind of simplified the offense a little bit. You'll see a lot of bubble screens and swing passes, but they'd like to get him to throw the ball downfield. That's one thing that that Adam Weber did last year, and it they have a excellent receiver on the outside, Dejon McKnight, a senior who had 10 touchdowns last year. He only has one this year because they just can't find him downfield.
Minneapolis Star Tribune's Phil Miller joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Phil, defensively, anytime your safety is leading the way tackling, you know there's problems. But two freshmen are on the depth chart this week starting at defensive ends. They're the starters out there. They're going to see most of the action. Can they slow down Nebraska at all?
Well, you know, they're not only are they this freshmen starting a defensive end, but they're giving up about 40 pounds apiece. They're very much speed rushers that they've kind of had to put out there without many choices. The pass rush has been by far the biggest problem for the defense. They were last in the nation in sacks last year, and it affects, you know. You've watched football. You know that it affects everything. That if you can't pressure the quarterback, the passing game will just sit back and wait to complete something, and you have to put more resources to try to pressure the quarterback, and that opens up the running game for him. It has been an ongoing problem, and they are trying everything they can. They blitz a little bit more than they have in the past. They're gambling a little bit. They did have three sacks against Purdue, but I think they're still awfully worried about the defense. And it's because of that you're right, the safeties and the middle linebacker are sure making an awful big number of tackles. It's kind of wearing them down a little bit, too.
Well, with this empty cupboard that they have at Minnesota, it just goes, Daddy, to once again solidify the recruiting wizardry of defensive coordinator Kevin Cosgrove for the Minnesota Golden Gophers over the past few seasons.
Phil,
every chance we get, there's a jab here for him. But we do have fans that are making the trip up there. New ballpark, TCF Bank Stadium. How do you like the stadium? And for the Husker fans that are coming up, what are some things that they should be doing besides attending the football game?
Well, the Packers are in town on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
If you can get tickets to that, it's a great stadium. They really did it well. It only seats 50,000, so it's obviously pretty small for Big Ten, but it has all the amenities. It has the Gophers think the largest locker room in college football. It's almost that nice for the fans too. It is it's a very pleasant experience. It's going to be a nice day, a little chilly, but beautiful day. And I checked this morning; there are still some tickets on sale. The students don't buy all the student tickets, so they put a few on sale game week. So there's even room for some last-minute travelers.
Well, Phil, Coach Ron Brown said it's going to be a collision-oriented game, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, the Huskers have scored 111 straight points on the Gophers, so that's one streak that the Gophers that's one goal for them. End that streak.
111. I got to write that. I did not know that.
You write that down. Well, Phil, hopefully better times are ahead. It doesn't look like it's going to be this year, but hopefully better times are ahead for Minnesota because Coach Kill seems to be the type of guy with his staff to eventually get this thing turned around, and we hope to be talking about better things with Minnesota in the near future. Thanks for giving us the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN.
Okay, guys. I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Take care. Phil Miller, Minneapolis Star Tribune. You know, it's tough when this is a BCS program that you're talking about tongue-in-cheek, basically.
Yeah, you're right.
They're worse than Iowa State ever was in the Big 12. Who's the worst team that Nebraska ever had in the Big 12? Baylor and Iowa State, and Iowa State eventually beat Nebraska.
It had to be Baylor. I mean, Baylor was just they were the Akron. I mean, we would pick against them every week. You go 9-2.
Bad.
That hasn't been all that long. I mean, that's been 5, 6, 7 years ago.
It's a good thing that Minnesota has the largest locker rooms in the country. That way they can find a place to hide. We're back after this with Jeff Erickson, RotoWire Fantasy Football. Get your email and your Facebook questions in for Jeff.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I've got personal stuff, professional commitments. It keeps me busy every day. After my radio show, I get calls to advertisers, affiliates. I go on radio shows. Then I prepare for my TV show. Then I'm on the way home calling and talking to more people. I don't have time to be hanging out at the post office behind Gert. That's why I use Stamps.com. You buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No more driving to the post office, fighting for a parking space, waiting in line. You don't have to. Get postage for any letter or package the instant you need it from your desk. I highly recommend Stamps.com. So convenient. Right now, special offer, enter the name Colin. No risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Limited time only. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Click on the radio mic. Upper right side of the homepage. Type in Colin. Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The 2011 World Series on ESPN Radio. The St. Louis Cardinals win Game 1 at home and continue their magic run.
It's an RBI single for Craig, and the Cardinals have a 3-2 lead.
Now Colby Lewis takes the mound for the Rangers as they look to tie the series up.
Mike Napoli with an opposite field 2-run home run.
Game 2 of the Rangers and Cardinals.
Catch all the action tonight at 7 o'clock on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When darkness turns to light, it ends tonight, it ends tonight, just a little inside.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. In just a moment, we'll be joined by the senior editor of RotoWire, and of course, all the information you can find out online at rotowire.com, Jeff Erickson. But first, don't forget that tonight, when you're out watching the World Series, do it in your favorite sports bar, the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. You can watch whatever's on the NFL package, the college football package, the NBA. Oh, that's right, not the NBA. But you can watch NBA TV and see old games being played on there. But obviously the World Series tonight and anything else you want to watch as seasons start to make the change, all of these press days going on, the ACC basketball, you can catch it all there at the Chicken Coop while enjoying your favorite meals. There's not a bad seat in the house. They've got great food and drink specials every night, lunch specials every day. Check out their many flavors of wings. Maybe you want to on just about anything. You can get it on a burger if you want. You can get it on a chicken sandwich. You can get it on the chicken tender hoagie, boneless, bone-in wings. Maybe you want a steak. I mean, it's not just chicken either. You can get a steak. You can get pizza and burgers. Kids love the pizza. Maybe you just want a little ball of cheese, Daddy.
That would be lovely as well.
It's so great. Check it out for lunch or your evening meal at the Chicken Coop, Grand Island, Kearney, open 7 days a week. Just for you. It's fantasy football time, Daddy.
We go to the boss, RotoWire, Jeff Erickson. Jeff, how are you today? Welcome back.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you as always.
Jeffrey, I just want to slap the crap out of people that go to the waiver wire and pick up people they're just going to put on their bench when you really need somebody.
Trade. got to trade after that.
Yeah, and then they, of course, they want your number one for a guy that's going to get one start this week. There's so much out there. I'm going to be honest. We're in enough fantasy football leagues. I've never seen this much activity, most of that online, any league that you're in, overnight. When you get up Wednesday morning, that's when everything's been done. You've got to submit your waivers and your trades and things like that. I've never seen so many in one week, and a lot of it has to do with the bye week. A lot of it has to do with all the new guys that are starting at quarterback. Have you seen a week that is this crazy in a while?
You know, I think week two we had something similar to that. But, yeah, the carnage is huge this week. I mean, first of all, four huge fantasy teams on bye this week, and six total. You know, Patriots, Eagles, Bills, and Giants, all really good fantasy offenses on the sidelines. Bengals and Niners off this week, too. That's a lot of good fantasy artillery on the side. So we have to, you know, jump that first of because of that. Then there's the Carson Palmer trade. There's four teams starting new quarterbacks this week. There's running back carnage in Dallas and also in Detroit right now. There's so much chaos going on right now. And you look at the tight ends. There's nothing out there on the tight end waiver wire this week. It's crazy. It is a really, really tough week.
Tell me about it, Mercedes Lewis, my number one. Anyway, on rotowire.com, and we've been following this, it might be another new quarterback. Sam Bradford might be out this week.
Yeah, we're dealing with that, the high ankle sprain. John Clayton just said it's going to be an uphill battle for him to play despite all the positive news coming out of Rams camp. But the thing is, he hasn't practiced yet. Until he practices, we can't expect this to happen. If it's really truly a high ankle sprain, this is a multi-week injury. And I don't care if you're a quarterback, if you're certainly a running back or receiver, you can't play with that. Can't really play with it with the quarterback either. It's your plant foot you have to deal with there. All sorts of things to deal with.
Jeff, this pops up for everybody out there. This happens to be my deal this week with my defense. I got the Giants defense. There's no sense keeping a defense around. I picked up the Raiders, dropped the Giants. Is that a decent deal, or did I?
It's a no-brainer. You had to do it. Absolutely had to do it. The only defense that I would not drop right now is the Ravens. Every other single defense I drop in a bye week if I need the spot.
Thank you. And Jeff gave me that advice here a couple of weeks ago when it was Ravens time, so I still have them. Let's get to the questions here. And the first one up is going to be from Tori in Riverdale. He goes, in a non-PPR league, I have to play two of the four. Williams from Tampa Bay, Sean Green of the Jets, Maurice Morris, DeMarco Murray.
Sean Green, for sure. Tough call there because I like DeMarco Murray. I want to see how they're going to break down the playing time. So I'll go with the receiver. I go with Mike Williams begrudgingly. The fact that it's not a PPR makes it even tougher. It's between Murray and Williams. Small plus in favor of Williams, but man, I'm hating that decision.
Is Preston Parker better than Williams at this point?
No, it's just that Williams is always drawing the tougher coverage, and he's getting double covered a lot. So therefore, Parker gets open. Now, Williams has had a couple of bad drops too. In fairness, I don't want to be a complete Mike Williams defender because I only have him on four teams, and I'm not bitter or anything. But at the same time, he got 13 targets last week. He's still the primary option in that offense.
Mike in Grand Island wants to know, starting in flex position, you want Peyton Hillis or Eric Decker?
Eric Decker, I'm not really that optimistic about Hillis playing this week. With the hamstring injury, he was going to be limited today. He's hoping to get some pool running in. Call me crazy, but that doesn't sound optimistic. So as much as I'm worried about Tebow at quarterback, I still go with Decker. He's the number one option with Brandon Lloyd gone.
Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. If you've got a fantasy football question, zip it to us on our Facebook. Zip it to us on our email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. I've got a lot of overlapping here. We've got the Cowboys running back. I got some Dustin Keller I'll get to. But Cody and Carney says, I think we know the answer already, DeMarco Murray or Tashard Choice. Everybody should play Murray, right?
I think so. The only caveat I'll say is that Tashard Choice is annoyingly in there in red zone situations. Remember, he's the one that had the attempted shovel pass late in that game, that ill-considered play call. But, I think Murray's the guy. I think he's the more talented guy. Choice is averaging 2.6 yards per carry, lost a bad fumble last week. I don't see why you can't give Murray the ball more often.
He also wants to know if he should start Josh Freeman or Phillip Rivers as his quarterback.
It's actually a hard decision this week. I'm going Freeman. I hate Rivers' matchup this week at the Jets. and you got a banged up Vincent Jackson, you've got a banged up Antonio Gates. I have no idea what Antonio Gates is going to be able to do this week, or even for the rest of the season, for that matter. And you go up on Revis Island like that, I'm going to go Freeman.
That's interesting, because at the start of the year, you'd have put Rivers about third overall, and you put Freeman about
easily
17.
Easily.
Quarterback question. Ryan Matthews, McGahee, Daniel Thomas.
I mean, need to start two or three?
Two.
Two. Okay, well, obviously not three. I should say one or two. Going to go Ryan Matthews for sure, and probably McGahee. Thomas is still dealing with that hammy. Still was limited in practice yesterday. I think he's going to be the guy, and if Reggie Bush can't play, then Thomas could have a higher workload, which it makes it tough. But I think, all the talk about Tebow hurting McGahee, and he will at the goal line, the fact is I think the Broncos are going to run the ball a ton. And I think usually when you have a running quarterback, running backs typically do better on a per-carry basis because other teams have to account for the quarterback in their run scheme. So I think that McGahee might actually still be a decent trade target even.
Let's get to these Dustin Keller questions. First, in a PPR, would you go with Keller or Greg Little?
Greg Little. Getting a lot of targets lately. If not for a miraculous tackle by the half-foot line in Oakland, Little would have scored last week, but instead is the third-string tight end, which everybody loves. I think Little's a guy that's going to get lots and lots of targets the rest of the way.
And now Molly in Northwest Kansas, he says here on his email, he goes, would you drop Dustin Keller or Owen Daniels and pick up Fred Davis? Or who would you play between those three?
I would pick up Fred Davis, drop Keller, and I would start Davis over Daniels. I think both are going to be good starts this week. The Ravens specifically schemed against Owen Daniels last week. That's why it was a disappointment, but they purposely went out of their way to try to take him out of the game plan with no Andre Johnson. I don't think every other team is capable of doing that. I think Tennessee might try to do that a little bit this week, but Daniels will get more targets.
And he also says he's in a regular league, so you've got the tight end that you choose, and then he needs a flex player, it looks like. Brandon Lloyd, Darius Haywood-Bey, Malcolm Floyd, and then the tight end that you choose. Who's get the lead there?
Man, that's tough. I think... the Sam Bradford thing is the thing, only thing that's keeping me from reflexively saying Brandon Lloyd. I still think Lloyd will probably be the guy. Hayward Bay should be a decent start, too, this week, though. Regardless of who the quarterback is, I think Hayward Bay rises above that. I think he's starting to emerge into a good, reliable wide receiver number two. I think that I'd probably go Lloyd even still. I think he's going to get a ton of targets. And if that's the case, I think that the Rams are not going to be able to run the ball against the Cowboys. So I think Lloyd's going to get his targets.
Okay, touchdown only league. Returns are double. So last week when Jacoby Ford and Devin Hester were on my bench, that was 24 points plus 36 points gone. I lost them.
That's a lot of money right there.
They taunt you that way, don't they? I mean, but how do you even know what they're going to be able to do in a given week? That's the problem.
Well, but luckily I got people on bye, so I'm kind of helped out. And along with Andre Johnson being out, I'm helped there too. I got Jacoby Ford, Pierre Garçon, Hester. Those are the three I've got in. I could play Mike Williams from Tampa Bay, and I've got Preston Parker, too.
Yeah. I'd still put Williams over. Your format makes it so hard. I'm going to put Williams over Jacoby Ford, though. And, lightning may strike me when Ford gets another kickoff return for a touchdown. But
I will strike you.
Yeah. Well... Fortunately, it's a long way to California, I don't know if it's worth it for you.
Daddy likes his tans.
Yeah. Then again, you get to go to California when it's starting to get cold in your place of the woods. So maybe that's worth it there. But maybe I'll just buy you a beer instead. How about that?
Fair enough.
He likes that too. We got a lot of more to get to. Let's get to as many as we can, and let Jeff get back to his day. Jeff Erickson of RotoWire. Looks like these running backs are killing people. This is Eric. Maurice Morris, McGahee, or Daniel Thomas?
I go McGahee, then Thomas, then Morris. The only thing is, I think Morris is going to get a lot of touches, probably the most for the Lions now that the Ronnie Brown trade's been rescinded. But I still think Keelan Williams is part of this picture, too, and I don't know how it's going to split down if Best doesn't play. And, I'm pretty sure Best isn't going to play, but I think I go McGahee first on that.
And then, two, because of injury and bye week, he says DeMarco, he needs two, DeMarco Murray, Hardesty, Jackie Battle, and possibly picking up Lynch.
You know, I'd go Lynch and Battle. It's close. I mean, I have Lynch, Battle, and Murray all within five spots of each other to give you an idea how close it is. Hardesty might get the full carries, but he's going against a Seattle run defense that's really pretty good. They average only 3.1 yards per carry against. That's best in the NFL, believe it or not.
Ryan wants to know, what three running backs do I start? Hardesty, Steven Jackson, Mike Tolbert, or Tim Hightower?
Not Hightower. Definitely not Hightower. He might play this week, but I doubt it. And I don't trust Shanahan. So Steven Jackson for sure, Hardesty, and then
Tolbert.
Tolbert over Hightower.
Let's go to Terrence. He says, I need a defense for this week, so should I pick up the Saints or the Texans?
Saints, I think. I go to the Saints at home against the Colts. Saints defense usually gets really good pass rush at home in particular, so I'd go with them. I know they got torn up last week, but you know, you're going up against Curtis Painter at home. I'll take that any day.
All right, let's get that quarterback question out there. You got Beck at Washington, you got Palmer at Oakland, you got Tebow in Denver, you got Ponder in Minnesota. Which one would you go get?
Tebow, definitely Tebow. It's not even a question. You're going to get the rushing touchdowns. I think the matchup against Miami is pretty positive. I've got him in my top 10 this week.
There you go. And Darren McFadden, you have as your number one running back this week. I find that interesting as well.
Not really going on too thin of a limb there. I mean, if you look at the running back options, Adrian Peterson, I mean, the only reason why he's not up there on top is because, you know, if the Vikings fall behind early, they're going to just have to pass to get Christian Ponder in there now. I mean, any one of those top five guys are going to have pretty good weeks, I would think, though.
Jeff, we'll speak with you again next week. Thanks so much for answering everybody's questions.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
You're the best. And don't forget, you can email him. Check out the website. They get back to you. They answer your questions. So much happens between now and Sunday morning. Go to rotowire.com. Senior editor Jeff Erickson from RotoWire.
We got to get out of here, Doug. We got to get to Lincoln. High school football comes your way this afternoon.
Pre-game at 4, kickoff at 4:30 from Seacrest Field. Huge game for Lincoln North Star. They have to win to get into the playoffs, even though they're 5-3 in Class A. Kearney High needs a win to secure a home game next Friday in the first round of the playoffs. Kearney High at Lincoln North Star. 4 o'clock pregame this afternoon right here on ESPN Radio. Blue Hill Kearney Catholic tonight, and that's on Classic Hits 98.9. St. Cecilia Sutton on the Breeze 94.5. Pregame for both 6:30, kickoff at 7. Always could use your scores on our Valentino score line, 308-646-0506. During your football game, you're heading to one tonight. Text us the score and the time of the game, and we'll pass it along to everyone else, 308-646-0506. I want to thank Jeff Erickson of RotoWire, Phil Billow from the Minneapolis Star Tribune to talk Gopher football, and Jim Craig, Olympic goalie, gold medal winner in Kearney tomorrow. Luke Gehringer, state cross country football picks. It's all tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.